Hello, this is Carla. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. So first of all, let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and what are your chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I'm already ready to vote.
I'm sorry, you said almost certain to vote?
I'm very old enough to go vote.
Oh, okay. So in this case, you are not going to vote. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I am going to vote.
Oh. Okay. Okay, thank you. Well, in this case, we will need to select one of the options we have here. So we'll just say almost certain to vote, probably vote, or already voted.
Already voted.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And did you vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary? Okay. Thank you so much. And may I ask you, in what year were you born?
1950.
I'm sorry. The line is breaking up a little bit. Would you mind repeating what you said?
1950.
Oh, nice. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent? Okay. Thank you so much. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race that is not listed? I'm sorry.
Repeat that again.
Of course. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or... Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
I'm retired, honey, so...
Oh, this is just to the best of your knowledge, just to your personal opinion, don't worry. So do you think that things in Florida... I'm sorry? Of course. Do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm not sure of the question yet.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. So now I am going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard about this person, please let me know. So the first person is Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. The first person is Joe Biden. Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. What about Barbara Sheriff?
Who?
Barbara Sheriff.
Is she running for president?
I'm sorry, you said you have not heard about her?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, thank you. What about Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.?
I haven't heard about either one of those names.
Okay, thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
I have.
Okay, and would you say you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. And the last person is Chad Klistman. Okay. No problem. Thank you so much. Okay, and we're just about to finish. We are just a couple of questions to go. So the next. I'm sorry, the line was breaking up. Would you mind repeating what you said?
I'll take a breathing treatment.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Do a breathing treatment.
Oh, okay, no worries. Of course, I will call you back probably later today. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much, ma'am. I will call you back later to finish the therapy.
I won't do no good to call later this evening. I'll probably sleep.
Oh, okay. What about tomorrow? Okay, yes, of course. I will try to call you back tomorrow, but thank you again so much for your time. Take care.
Uh-huh. I'm a Democratic voter.
Okay, thank you so much, and I will try to call you back tomorrow after your treatment. Take care. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.